Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Private Capital, The Complete Guide to Private Markets, Investing by Stephen W. Hepp is a wide-ranging finance and investing guide that explains how private markets evolved and why they have become central to modern capital allocation, published in the Wiley Finance series. The book frames private equity, venture capital, private debt, and real assets as an interconnected ecosystem shaped by post-World War II institutions, regulation, innovation, and cycles of booms and busts. Hepp draws on a practitioner perspective to clarify how private capital differs from public markets in structure, governance, incentives, and information. Rather than functioning as a narrow how-to manual, the book aims to give readers a durable mental model how funds are formed, why limited partnerships became dominant, how intermediaries and institutional investors influence outcomes, and what forces help the asset class scale dramatically in the 21st century. It also engages current debates about value creation, ESG, unicorns, and other trends affecting private market investing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from post-war finance to a global private markets industry, a core contribution of the book is its historical lens. Private markets are presented as an industry built over decades, not a sudden invention of the modern era. Hepp traces how enterprise financing developed after World War II, when bank lending, public markets, and government policy interacted with a growing appetite for risk capital. This context helps explain why the United States became an early center of private equity and venture activity, and how later waves of innovation and deregulation reinforced that lead. By organizing the story across eras, the book clarifies that private markets expand and contract with macro conditions, credit availability, and investor sentiment. The narrative also highlights how recurring cycles shape the norms of fundraising, deal-making, and governance. Understanding this timeline is more than background knowledge. It helps investors and regulators distinguish structural shifts from temporary fashions. It also helps practitioners interpret today's market size and complexity as the result of compounding institutional changes, including the professionalization of managers, the growing role of pension and insurance capital, and the globalization of private investing across regions and strategies. Secondly, why the limited partnership became the operating system of private equity. Hepp emphasizes the limited partnership as the defining institutional technology of private equity and related strategies. The structure aligns long-term capital with specialized expertise by separating limited partners who provide funding from general partners who source deals, manage investments, and make decisions. This legal and economic design underpins common features of private funds, including multi-year lockups, staged capital calls, and performance-based compensation. By focusing on the limited partnership, the book helps readers understand why private investing behaves differently than public market investing. Liquidity is constrained. Information is asymmetric, governance is more direct, and incentives can be powerful for both good and ill. The discussion also clarifies practical issues that follow from the structure, such as portfolio construction across vintage years, the role of due diligence on managers, and the importance of contractual terms that govern fees, reporting, and decision rights. For professionals, this lens supports better evaluation of fund propositions and better communication with stakeholders. For non-specialists, it demystifies why private markets require different expectations about measurement, patience, and oversight than liquid securities portfolios. Thirdly, buyouts in context, how they differ from general M&A. Another central topic is the emergence of buyout firms and the specific mechanics that distinguish buyouts from broader mergers and acquisitions. The book explains buyouts as a specialized model that combines control ownership with financial structuring and active governance, often relying on leverage and operational initiatives to drive value. Seeing buyouts as a category rather than a generic acquisition clarifies why the investor toolkit differs cash flow underwriting, covenant, and financing risk. Board-level influence and targeted changes to strategy, cost structure, or capital allocation. Hepp situates these practices within historical cycles, including periods when credit markets enabled rapid expansion and periods when downturns tested the resilience of the model. This approach also helps readers separate the economic drivers of performance from narratives that treat private equity returns as purely a function of leverage. By highlighting governance and value creation as core elements, the book supports a more nuanced assessment of impact on companies, workers, and competition. For investors and policymakers, that nuance matters because the buyout model sits at the intersection of corporate control, financial stability, and long-horizon ownership. Fourthly, Silicon Valley and venture capital as a system, not a myth. Hepp discusses the formation of Silicon Valley to show how venture capital works best when it is embedded in a broader system. Instead of presenting innovation as a simple story of founders and financiers, the book points to the convergence of technology development, government involvement, academic research, and risk-tolerant capital as mutually reinforcing inputs. This framing matters for readers trying to understand venture outcomes. The venture model depends on networks, deal access, talent pipelines, and a credible path to liquidity through acquisitions or public listings. It also clarifies why venture capital differs from later-stage private equity, even though both operate through private fund structures. The ecosystem view helps explain phenomena such as concentrated returns, the importance of power law dynamics, and the role of intermediaries in connecting capital to innovation. It also sets up contemporary discussions of unicorns and growth financing, where private companies can stay private longer and raise substantial rounds without immediate public market discipline. By treating venture capital as an institutional arrangement, the book provides a practical way to think about where venture can thrive, how it changes with market conditions, and why replication is difficult. Lastly, the post-crisis surge and the future agenda ESG, intermediaries, and new vehicles. The book places significant weight on the post-global financial crisis era when private markets expanded in scope and became more integrated into institutional portfolios. HEP explores how shifting dynamics encouraged growth across strategies such as private debt, growth equity, and real assets, alongside the continued presence of buyouts and venture. A key idea is that scale brings intermediaries and infrastructure consultants, platforms, and specialized service providers can shape capital flows, standards, and manager selection. This part of the discussion is especially relevant for readers navigating today's crowded marketplace, where differentiation, governance, and transparency are ongoing concerns. The book also engages forward-looking issues that are now central to the category, including ESG considerations and debates over what constitutes genuine value creation. It touches on market developments that have influenced exit paths and company financing, such as SPACs and the broader set of tools used to take companies public or provide liquidity, rather than predicting a single future. The emphasis is on the questions investors must keep revisiting: how incentives evolve, how regulation responds to growth, and how private markets balance innovation with accountability as they continue to mature. In conclusion, private capital is best suited to readers who want a comprehensive map of private markets rather than a narrow guide to one strategy. Institutional and professional audiences will benefit most: limited partner investors, evaluating managers, asset managers expanding product lines, regulators and policymakers trying to understand governance and market structure, and founders or executives who interact with private capital providers. The practical value comes from the book's emphasis on how the industry is built, why fund structures look the way they do, how cycles shape behavior, and what distinguishes venture, buyouts, private debt, and real assets and incentives and risk. The intellectual benefit is a coherent narrative that links history to present day practice, making it easier to interpret current trends without overreacting to headlines. Compared with many private equity books that focus mainly on deals, performance myths, or personal memoir, HEP positions private markets as a long-running institutional evolution across asset classes and regions. That breadth helps readers see common building blocks such as partnerships, intermediaries, and governance, while also recognizing strategy-specific differences. As private markets continue to grow in importance, the book stands out as a structured, historically informed reference that supports better judgment about opportunity, limits, and the trade-offs inherent in illiquid investing. If you would like to support Stefan W. HEP, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.